France has confirmed that the ringleader of the Paris attacks, Abdelhamid Abaoud, was killed in yesterday's police raids. Forensic experts identified his remains in the rubble of the apartment in Saint-Denis. 9 people have also been arrested in Belgium as police there continue to hunt for the surviving terrorist, Salah Abdeslam. New South Wales is braced for bushfire danger today with high temperatures and fire bans across the state. There are total fire bans in place in 5 areas of New South Wales. Meanwhile, in South Australia, a bushfire continues to burn at Kiama, south of Adelaide, after yesterday's scorching conditions there. In Western Australia, crews are battling to strengthen bushfire containment lines ahead of worsening weather conditions on the weekend. 4 people died in the biggest blaze north of Esperance. The lower house in the United States has just passed a bill to suspend the admission of Syrian refugees, but it's unlikely to become law, with President Barack Obama vowing to use his power of veto to stop the bill. Meanwhile, in Europe, hundreds of people are stranded after Macedonia and Serbia decided to open their borders only to migrants fleeing the Middle East and Afghanistan. At least 5 people have been killed in 2 separate attacks in Israel. 2 Israelis were stabbed to death by a Palestinian man at the entrance of a Tel Aviv shop. Later, a 3rd Israeli and 2 other people were killed in a gun and car ramming attack near a Jewish settlement.